Good morning. It's Thursday, the 24th of November. Tomorrow is Black Friday, and you can't have failed to have noticed all the deals being frantically promoted by retailers at the moment. But is it going to be enough to save Christmas for local stores? We'll be hearing from shoppers in Dundee shortly, along with Courier business editor Rob McLaren. I'm Claire Johnston, and this is the Courier Daily. Find the latest episode of the Courier Daily or subscribe to the series on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your favourite podcasts. The Courier Daily. Local news that you need to know. Now, with Black Friday coming up and retailers in promotion overdrive trying to take full advantage of it, our reporter Laura Devlin has been out talking to shoppers to find out whether they intend to pick up deals online or find them in stores. Let's hear what they had to say.
Hi, I'm Cassandra. I'm 26 and I'm from Aberdeen. This Black Friday, I'm probably mostly going to be taking advantage of online deals, to be honest, more than sort of in-store.
You don't tend to come out too often?
Not very often. It's a lot more window shopping, or if I see something I like, I'll usually try and get it online rather than in shops.
My name is Lewis Venters and I live in Dundee currently, but I'm from Fife.
And are you going to be taking advantage of any Black Friday deals either online or in the shops this week?
I can't lie, I actually forgot Black Friday was a thing, so probably not, but I will have a look. I'm sure I will.
I'm Connor, I'm 20. I'm from Brecon in Wales, but I live up here for university. I might see what's online. I've not really had anything planned, but I might see if there's any good deals going, but I've not had anything in particular in mind.
I'm joined now by our business editor, Rob McLaren. And Rob, in those clips, we could hear that these shoppers were leaning towards looking online for deals. Now, you're working on a list of Black Friday deals from local firms. What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, I think Black Friday really has become all about the big chains and internet retailers. So the idea of the article was really to showcase offers by local business. And that's just to promote them and stick up for our companies across Tayside and Fife. It's a tough time for many of them, and hopefully this article can help keep some money in our local economy. And there are some genuinely great deals there as well. So the article, the big list of deals, will be on the website on Friday morning at 6 a.m. There'll be more than 20 offers. They are all from companies in Tayside and Fife, and many of them exclusive to Courier readers.
So what kind of businesses are you going to be looking at?
Well, I just put a general offer out through Twitter and LinkedIn for businesses to get in touch. And it's a very, very, very wide range of businesses that have come back to me. So everything from timber cabins to electronics, carpets, afternoon teas, hotel stays, nails, haircuts, candles, even sun gin. There really is something for everyone there.
Oh, well, by the time you've got on to the nails, candles and the gins, I'm going to be all over that article. Thank you, Rob. It's a great idea. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for joining us today on the Courier Daily. Don't forget to check out the website for more local news. Find us at thecourier.co.uk. If you're enjoying the show, give us a rating wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to hit the subscribe button so you never miss an episode. Make sure you check back tomorrow for all the local news that you need to know. The Courier. Local matters.